kind of a dream game the other day. I mean, five kicks from the 14 and in is, I mean, that's kind of a game you dream about, basically.
I mean, I feel like I perform well every game, so I don't really have a dream game. I try to take it one point at a time. Mm-hmm. So I guess every game's a dream game because it's a dream to be here.
Marquette, you came in and everything that we always talked about initially was the power that you had. How much time and how much have you developed the short game, kicking it out of bounds, getting the other team pinned back?
I don't know. I just perform.
Right. But was that something that you've been working at more and more since you came in?
I work on putting the ball in the trash can. So I think that plays a part in it.
You set a trash can downfield and try to land it in it?
I try to.
Is that something how long have you done that?
Since I learned how to Aussie punt.
Is that something they taught you to do too?
To my coach?
Yeah.
Steve Hoffman taught me how to do it. Now Brad Sealy's one of those coaches where he's so critical. Like, he looks at all the little stuff, and I think that helped me sharpen up my accuracy.
You've had so few touchbacks the last couple of years. When you do get one, is it just like sticking your craw?
Yeah, but I try to have so much swag where it don't happen, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's been pretty amazing, the amount of few. You haven't had very many in 2 years.
It's all right, man. I just, like I said, just take it one punt at a time, you know, and just, I don't know, you think about it, then you forget about it, then you perform, and then you think about what you got to correct. That's how you do that.
Was it Kondo comes back in the game and he's snapping on punts when his arm is obviously not what it should be. What did that take for him to come out and do that?
I don't know. Do you want to reenact what I was going through? Man. Let's see. So he comes back. I can snap. Once he's in the zone, like, and so many people ask him, is he okay? He's already a little aggravated, so you don't want to mess with him too much. So, I mean, he shot the first snap and it went over in the coolers and I was like, uh-oh. He came back out in the game and coach was like, all right, you're going to have to punt real fast. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of his arms couldn't really move, so he was kind of like, So I was like, dang. So I kind of eased up 1 to 2 yards.
Yeah, you shortened your distance up a tiny bit?
I had to shorten it up about 12 yards, 11 yards, and as soon as I touched the ball, I just got it out as fast as I could. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it would seem to be not an easy adjustment to make in the course of a game.
Like I said, man, the swag, man. Make you straighten up.
You feel like you should be in the Pro Bowl this year?
You know what? I don't even think about that. I mean, if it happens, it happens. But I think I'll just be – I'm so focused on trying to make plays here. Like, they can have it. I don't really care about it. I just want to perform good and, you know, live my life knowing that I was one of the best punters. Like, whatever my teammates think about me helping them out, you know, that's how I think.
When you think about how much you know about punting now and what you can do in terms of touch and that kind of thing, and the way you were when you first got here, like for your first tryout, it's amazing how much more you know, how much better you are.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can always get better, mm-hmm. but so well. I can always get better, but I don't know, it's a process. I'm gonna get better and better as the years go on, and I talk before games, I talk to like the cold quits because they're known for being some beasts at punting. So like, hey bro, how do you get good at putting the ball out this way or on that sideline? Mm-hmm. They give me a little advice or something, and then like, all right. I'm like, but you're already good, young man. I'm like, all right. I'm trying to get like you still, though.
Yeah. Special teams pretty much a brotherhood like that, isn't it?
It's like a fraternity. Yeah. All the kickers and punters know each other. It's like a little frat.
Yeah.
Kick, five, punt.